producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking our call. My husband and I have four children. Our eldest is a second-term freshman in college. He did not have great grades in high school and stayed at home for his first term, getting improved grades at community college and working, matriculated into a state school and has been there for 4 days. He is going into a specific major, film, and at this point in time has called us numerous times throughout the week to complain that the school is too small, he made a mistake, and he doesn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
We're on our way to pick him up to come home, discuss it. He wants to pick up some of his guitars and different things, but we have stated to him he needs to make a decision on whether to stick it out for this term and then transfer to a bigger college, or to come home and go to the community college and transfer from there, because obviously we don't want to pay to have him go to this school and not do his best.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, what do we encourage him to do? He's very confused.
Nothing. Anything you encourage him to do, if he goes along with it, it's still not his decision, and he'll waver on it. If you, no matter what, if he decides to object, to just take the opposite point of view, it's still not helpful. I would say to him, it's completely your decision, because it is. Say, if you want to stick it out, then go ahead and stick it out. If you want to come home, you got to come home. I think you've done a very good job of setting it up. Now keep your mouth shut.
But we have to make payment on Monday, and
then
he's asked us.
No,
Susan,
don't get seduced. Understand from his point of view. Of course, he wants you to make the decision. Then he doesn't have to.
Right.
That's not what you're going to do. What you're going to say is you have till Monday. Decide what you want to do. Either one is okay with us.
We actually told him he has to make a decision by the end of the day today.
Why?
Because after Monday, it's 50% tuition doesn't get returned.
Well, it seems to me he has till Monday morning at 9.
Right. Okay.
There's no particular reason, and just say no decision means that we're going to, you decide. There's no such thing as no decision. No decision, you have to make a decision one way or the other.
And then should we have, like, parameters? Look, it's your decision, live with it. And then, like, he'll call a lot of the times and he'll say things like, life sucks, I hate it, blah, blah, whining. And I basically say, and try to listen and be supportive, but I say, you need to take accountability, you need to do your best job, and I try to...
No. You don't need to say, do your best job. Susan, you do fine, and then all of a sudden you fall apart on it. The deal is, the point is, from his point of view, anything you decide is a problem, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you decide you need to stay there, he's going to argue with you. He's going to say, I can't believe you're doing this, and then I don't want to stay there, and he's not going to do well. If you say you have to come home, he's going to say, I can't believe, you guys didn't support me and what I wanted to do. So no matter what you come up with, it's wrong. No matter what he comes up with, even if it turns out to not be very viable, it's still a better decision because he'll learn something from it.
Okay.
So let him decide. And the deal is, and I suppose the only other thing you could add is, if you don't make a decision by Monday, you owe us the money.
Right.
But
once he makes the decision whether it's to come home or stay there, how can we be supportive?
All you have to do is say, you don't have to pretend to be supportive. You're giving it to him. Whatever he wants to do is okay. I think I would make it clear, as I understand it, the two issues are to be in school where he is or to be in school someplace else. Can he instantly be in school someplace else?
Well, the community college that he was going to doesn't start classes until the 22nd.
Okay.
So he's fortunate for that.
Yeah. So I think the deal is, I would make it even clearer than that. I would say that you have three choices, really. One is that you can stay where you are and finish up. The second is that you can transfer to a community college. The third is you can decide that school isn't for you right now and go get a job someplace, get yourself a place to live. You can't live at home and not be in school.
Right,
you have to get a job.
My husband actually stated as a third option.
Is what?
He actually stated that
Yeah. I would give him those three options.
Okay.
And he has to decide by Monday. Look, the point is, Susan, it may be that he's not ready to be in school right now. So mm-hmm. that's fine. You're not trying to punish him. You're not trying to push him. You're just saying, I mean, look, you know what I know, what you would prefer he does is stay where he is and tough it out and do well, which he may do. But it doesn't. It won't do any good for it to be your decision. It has to be his.
No, and a lot of the times he'll say, I don't know if college is for me, even though he wants the job.
Susan, that's fine. It's not unusual to be confused at 19. It's not unusual to be confused. But any decision he makes, he will learn from. Any decision you make, he won't learn squat. So don't make any decisions. Okay? I think Susan's cell phone just gave up the ghost, but I think she got the point, hopefully, before her cell phone pooped out on her. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy. I have a very tough situation. I have a female co-worker who has a severe body odor problem, and it has become problematic most recently when another co-worker insulted her and more or less told her, you know, clean yourself up. But it's not like a deodorant problem. It's more like a feminine problem, rather like, you know, it's feminine hygiene or whatever.
Yeah. How old is this coworker?
Probably 60.
Okay, and we don't think she's homeless.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, what's the question to me?
How do we approach this?
Does she have? Who's her supervisor?
Coming to a
point. Are you her supervisor?
No, like an assistant to a supervisor, yes.
Well, to a certain extent, it's really a supervisor's problem. Supervisor, male or female?
Female.
Great. Because what you want to do, I would go to your supervisor and say, listen, here's a problem. We think Cheryl is a really wonderful person, but recently, and if you can document when it's happened, then you can go and say, you know, in the last couple of months, there's really a noticeable odor. And so what we'd really like you to do is talk with her about it. And what the female supervisor should do is call her in and say, Cheryl, you're a great worker. And what we'd like to do, there seems to be an odor problem, which is, it's hard for me to talk with you about it. I'm sure it's hard for you to hear about it. And what the company would like to do is pay for a doctor's visit for you to see if there's some underlying treatable condition here. Because I'm sure you're concerned about it and you're a valuable worker. We want you to have a good working environment here, and we also want to make sure you're healthy. So the supervisor at that moment is both presenting a problem and a solution.
Yeah, that seems good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, the point is, if you're going to talk with somebody about issues, odor, odor just is one of those major issues, isn't it? Sometimes it turns out that your nose actually equilibrates biochemically in about 30 seconds, which may be sort of a blessing. So people are not aware of their breath. They're not aware of underarm issues. They're not aware of genital smells. Are not aware of their feet. I know if your feet run in your nose, smell. No, if your nose runs in your feet, smell, you're upside down. But the point being that if you think about it, even though someone's saying, gee, you know, your breath is not very nice, it's kind of hurtful. It's better than just avoiding somebody. And that's what sometimes happens when we're talking about odor issues. So, I think that there really are a whole bunch of things. As I've mentioned before, in medical school, when we were learning how to do physical exams, the professor, who was this sort of grand old sort of Marcus Welby kind of doctor, said that he always would get up from behind his desk and walk over to his patient and shake their hands, because close up you could smell their breath, you could see the whites of their eyes, you could feel the texture of their skin. All of those are determinants of pathology or health. So and smell can be anything. It can be bacterial. It can be other kinds of infections. It can be all sorts of things. So it's worth being investigated. And in the workplace, saying to somebody, you know, you're really valuable to us, and we're a bit concerned because I was reading in the journal, or I saw online or something, that there are some complications here. We'd like to get this taken care of for you. It's a little easier than in personal relationships, just saying, listen, if there's a problem here, you know, I know this great specialist or whatever. Okay, so not an easy thing to do, but I think most of us would rather hear it than have somebody just avoid us. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You can deck your halls with boughs of joy, I suppose. Beth, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you today?
Doing very well, thanks. How might I help you?
I have a little question here about how to handle a phone call I'm expecting on Christmas Day.
Okay.
There's been family troubles for the last year and a half between my sister and I. It started with my daughter having an argument with my sister, but bringing my name into it. And
how old is your daughter?
She's early 20s.
Okay.
And my sister has a daughter who has just been like mine all the way of growing up, too. I've been kind of like her second mom. But since this argument, she hasn't talked to me for about a year and a half because she shot me an email saying it's all my fault that my daughter treated her mother like this. I must have brought her up to think very, you know, anyway.
It sounds like the president of South Korean Airlines.
Yeah.
my daughter, you know, I didn't raise my daughter right. That's why she didn't open the almonds. All right, keep
there
the macadamia
go.
Nuts. There we go. All right.
Before
we go on, tell me it was a year and a half ago. What did your daughter say to your sister? Do you know?
It was about treatment that we had from their family because they're above us. They think they're very much above us. And it was just some issues that came to a head, and she more or less let them know that, well, you know, nobody's perfect, and we tried our best, and we don't need your money, and, you know, we're sick of trying, not being ourselves around you because you expect perfection. So
how
anyway,
did your name get pulled into this?
Oh, don't you
mom
think
said?
She yeah. said, oh, don't you think my mother tells me everything? You know, that kind of thing. So she threw me under the bus. But anyway.
Yeah, she did.
But,
okay.
But you know what? Everything she said, I agree with. So I really.
Well, but still. I mean,
I just
wouldn't
have said it.
Well, it's not even that. If you've got a complaint with me and you say it to me directly, you and I will work it out.
You got it.
If
yeah.
you tell Manny and Manny says, well, Beth said this, I'm going to mm-hmm. feel not only that you were cowardly, but that now Manny's involved in it, and it sort of, it all of a sudden becomes gossip as opposed to something that
yeah.
that we're unhappy about. So that's not a very good way. Your daughter hopefully will learn that at some point. But it's a hostile act not only toward her aunt, but toward her mom as well, as toward you as well. So
yeah. So we've had a really hard time. I'm just starting to make peace with my sister
good.
A little
okay,
bit.
Good. Is she your older sister or younger sister?
She's 6 years older than me.
Okay.
But I know that they're away. They're in Arizona, and they're going to be calling at Christmas, and their daughter is okay. with them, and I'm expecting them to put her on the phone to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm expecting a lot of people here Christmas after a few hours after this phone call is going to come in, and I don't know what to say or...
Oh, honey, this is easy.
Okay,
repeat
good.
Repeat after me.
Yeah.
Stupid and cheerful, stupid and cheerful, stupid
That's
and cheerful.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you are going to be like none of this ever happened.
Okay.
Like you are having the best Christmas, and the only thing that could possibly make your Christmas day any more fabulous is hearing from them. And look
okay.
what happened. It's a Christmas miracle. They called. Have to be careful because you don't want to sound the least bit sarcastic, and you don't have to say
no.
any of that.
Okay.
But you can be thinking all of that, and you can practice being thinking all of it. So when they call... How are you? I'm so glad. I miss you guys. Like none of this ever happened.
Okay, I can do this. I've been
yes,
practicing that.
and you know, and when you hang up the phone, you're going to say that was such a great conversation.
Where's
and
the
if
one?
They should, yeah, if they should do anything like, well, Beth, what about your stupid and cheerful? It never happened. If they want to do something mean or insulting, which I think they don't, because they're calling
no.
you.
No, they don't. But the Christmas card that they gave me brought it all up. Like we know we've been having a hard time. And
okay, but we're not going to do any of that. We're just going to let all go.
Yeah.
But listen, remember that during World War One and World War Two, armies actually laid down their guns and didn't mm-hmm. shoot at each other for 24 hours.
Yeah.
This is your sister. Your daughter was acting like somewhat of a jerk, let's face it. But, I mean, kids act like jerks. They're allowed.
Yeah.
We act like jerks. So, but your sister loves you. She misses you on Christmas. It's a time of sort of remembering the wonderful times and forgetting the rest of it. And going forward, and you are just going to have such a wonderful time calling her. You can even call her tonight if you want to, and just say, "Look, I know you're going to call tomorrow, which is a happy Christmas. I just wanted to call up tonight and just tell you that do you remember the Christmas Eve when we were both, you know, when you were 10 and I was 4?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's perfectly okay to take the initiative, so you don't even have to wait and just bring up some wonderful memory. Make sure you've thought it through that it really is wonderful. And listen, I know you're going to call me tomorrow, but I just was sitting by the phone, and I just needed to call out and give you at least a telephonic hug, if not one in person.
Okay. I can do this. Yeah.
I know you can.
Don't
and you're going to have a wonderful Christmas, and you're going to be fine.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Joy. Again, so many times you've helped me with so many. You know, we learn so much about ourselves with our family situation.
Yeah, we do.
Don't we?
Well, because,
oh my God.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that's one of the really intimate ones. Someone was saying to me, they said, well, you know, the people are vulnerable. And I said, you think? So, well, yeah, men are really vulnerable. I said, well, women are vulnerable. Everybody's vulnerable. But that's the thing about loving somebody is that you want to feel close to them. And the way to feel close to them is for them to know who you really are. And for them to know who you really are means that you put down your defenses. And when your defenses are down, you're going to feel a little more exposed. But that's part of the trade-off of intimacy and love and caring about somebody. And we can hurt each other inadvertently. And that happens. And what we do when it happens is we apologize. And the rest of the time, we just sort of understand that the only way to make sure that you're completely safe is to be in a cave all by yourself and then hope the lightning doesn't strike you. So you're fine. And if you, as I said, if I were in your shoes, I would probably give her a call. Maybe even now, I'm just saying, look, I'm making Christmas cookies and thinking about you. And do you remember that we used to fight over who got to lick the beaters? I mean, whatever. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Love you.
Okay. I'll do this. Thanks so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Have a good Christmas.
You too, kiddo.
Bye.
Bye. 855-993-7569. And the thing about holidays is it reminds us where we were and who we were. I'm just trying to think what I have. I've got 2 minutes here, don't I? All right. I'm gonna, when we come back, I'm going to tell you the movies that open. And the big deal here is that they're calling it a Christmas miracle. One of the art houses in New York is showing the interview. They obviously haven't seen it or they wouldn't do it. There are going to be a line of people to get in and another line of people asking for their money back. It's a terrible movie. I mean, it's beyond stupid. I mean, it's just you're going to be so disappointed in all the fuss. But so I would love to sort of just be there and hear. Do you remember the scene in The Producers where they have Dick Shawn, who's playing LSD on stage, and he's doing Springtime in Germany with Hitler, and he's doing a singing, dancing sort of fey gay Hitler, and they pan the audience, which is the sort of conceit is that everybody in the audience is Jewish, and they pan the audience of people with their mouths going, this is what it's going to be like in the interview in the art theater in New York.
I'm
going
to be curious to see what people's reviews are once a lot of people really start seeing it.
It's not a good movie.
Yeah.
It's not. It's stupid and silly. I will tell you more about movies when we return. Also, I'm going to tell you, which I told you I would tell you yesterday, about Evolution of a Criminal. It's one of the most confusing documentaries I've ever seen. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Durablenesses. All right, here we go. These are the movies that open this week, and I'll do some that open next week as well, because some of them open early. All right, opening, no particular order, Unbroken. This is based on the Olympian Louis Zamperini. It's directed by Angelina Jolie and stars Jack O'Connell, whom you're probably not terribly well aware of. First of all, I'm reading the book, which is by Lauren Hildebrand, who's the same person who did Seabiscuit, and the book is terrific. I'm not as enthusiastic, to be quite honest, about the movie. First of all, it's 2 hours and 17 minutes, which is at least a half hour too long. It's three different movies. The first one is a delight. It's a story of a young man growing up who is full of the dickens and steals things and has a lovely older brother and learns to run. And that's part one, which is lovely. The second part, and I'm not giving away much of the plot, is 47 days in a raft in the Pacific Ocean. And surviving that. I mean, obviously, because there's a third part. And then he's picked up by the Japanese and is in prisoner of war camp. And my real complaint is with the third part, which, I mean, how often can you watch a sadistic Japanese capitan beat somebody with bamboo? I mean, over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And okay, so it's harrowing, but it doesn't make for much of a movie. The scenes in the plane are good. I mean, there's a lot to recommend it, but as far as I'm concerned, and it's an odd movie to on Christmas Day, but I do highly recommend the book, and I recommend at least the first section. Second, you know, we've seen so many Lost at Sea movies that there's nothing particularly new about it. It's well done. The third part is really my complaint. Into the Woods. I saw this. This is the Stephen Sondheim musical that stars Anna Kendrick, Meryl Streep, Chris Pine, Emily Blunt, James Corden as the baker, and is a smash-up of Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Rapunzel. Well, there's one other one. I'm trying to think what the other one is. Cinderella. It doesn't make any difference. You'll think about it anyway. Oh, Jack and the Beanstalk. And I saw this twice on Broadway, hated it both times on Broadway, loved the movie. I thought Meryl Streep was wonderful in it. The voices are wonderful. It's touching. I finally understood it, I think, for the first time. It's 2 hours and 4 minutes, and you'll have a great time. It's a lovely Christmas movie. I liked it a lot. The Gambler. All right, this is Mark Wahlberg and Jessica Lange, John Goodman, Brie Larson. Again, not a very Christmassy movie. The idea is that this is a guy who's a college professor who has a gambling problem. Jessica Lange is his mom. The problem is that it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense in that if you have a son who's a gambler and has run up debts, are you going to hand him cash? No, not even if you listen. You don't have to listen to my program. You don't give an addict money, or you pay their bills maybe, or maybe you don't, but you certainly don't give them the money. So Mark Wahlberg, I think, is an interesting actor.
Marky Mark.
And I do like him. I thought the movie was just dumb. I mean, it just didn't make any sense, and the people don't act that way. The Interview. Don't bother. The hype is much more than the movie. Dave Skylark and producer Aaron Rappaport run the celebrity tabloid show Skylark Tonight. When they land an interview with a surprise fan, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, they're recruited by the CIA to turn their trip to Pyongyang into an assassination mission. Jane Franco is actually very good in it. Randall Park as Kim is very good in it. But Seth Rogen wrote, directed, and stars in this, and Seth Rogen sort of likes potty humor. And I don't know. At any rate, I mean, people are going to see this for all the wrong reasons because they're sort of being denied seeing it. As I said, the art theater that's showing it in New York is going to have a line of people asking for their money back. There we go. Should it have been shown? Yeah, it should have. I mean, it's a silly, stupid movie. It has nothing to do with anything. But people are going to miss it for all the wrong reasons, and you're going to hate it. Unless you really think the idea of sticking a missile in your backside is hilariously funny over and over and over again. If you're laughing yourself silly, maybe you won't want your money back, but you probably will. Selma. Selma is probably my number one pick of the year. It's just over 2 hours, 2 hours and 7 minutes. Stars David Oyelowo, Carmen Ejogo, Tim Roth, and I'm just remember who's playing Lyndon Johnson. It just went out of my head. But this is a terrific movie. It focuses on just a couple of years in Martin Luther King's life, the Civil Rights March in Selma, Alabama. And it's wonderful. It's electric. It'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh. It's really wonderful. It's really interesting. It's an all British cast that are playing American icons. It's wonderful. American Sniper. This is actually on my 10 best list, but it's on my 10 best list for probably exactly the wrong reasons. I think it's one of the best anti-war movies ever made in that it is so destructive in terms of not only shooting human beings as like you were target shooting, but the huge, terrible toll it takes on the living and the dead, that nobody comes out of this unscathed. I'm not sure that that's what Plant had in mind. Bradley Cooper is wonderful in it, and will very likely, he's not getting as probably as much. I mean, he's really wonderful in this. I reviewed for a couple weeks ago, I saw him in Elephant Man, and he's really developing into a very nuanced and terrific actor. This one, I mean, somehow the idea that manhood is defined by that at one point a father is teaching his son that to shoot, to hunt, and he said, you know, it's a responsibility to hold a beating heart in your hand. And I'm thinking, there must be some other way of defining manhood other than killing a living being, whether it's a deer or a human being. And there has to be some other way of doing it. And I think that this movie makes the point poignantly. I'm not sure that's what it was intended to be. It's 2 hours and 12 minutes. Big Eyes. This is kind of one of those movies I probably would have done better if it had been released some other time. I think it's going to sort of drop without much of a ripple. It stars Amy Adams and Christopher Waltz, Kristen Ritter, and Jason Schwartzman. It turns out that Margaret Keane is the woman who did all those big-eyed little girls, you know, in the 50s was a big deal. She actually sold more artwork than anybody else at the time and was kind of a precursor to Andy Warhol and the idea of selling postcards and lithographs. It turns out that she was married to a man who took credit for it, Walter, and because he was a better promoter, and she let him do it, the idea being that women, you know, women painters were very popular. You'll see all of it. It's an interest. Tim Burton directs it, so it's a little weirder than it might be, but it's interesting. The question is, do you care? And I don't know. I don't know if people are going to go see it or not. It's nice and short. It's an hour, 45 minutes. 2 Days, One Night is a very interesting movie that stars Marion Cotillard, and she's being considered for a lot of awards for this one. She is, I think it's the Belgian nominee for the Oscar. She discovers her workmates have opted for a significant pay bonus in exchange for her being dumped, that they're given the choice of either keeping her on or they get a bonus. She has 1 weekend to convince her colleagues to give up their bonuses so that she can keep her job. It's an interesting problem. I've actually been involved in something very similar to this, and she's really wonderful at it. Pick of the week is Selma. And number two is Into the Woods. Since that Unbroken, I think, doesn't ultimately succeed. The Gambler doesn't really make any sense, and The Interview was just plain silly. All right, let me, what have I got here? I've got about 2 minutes. Let me tell you the movies that are opening as well. Okay, we've got Most Violent Year, which is an interesting movie with Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain, and David's in another one, David Aiello. He plays the district attorney in this one, not nearly as challenging or as exciting a role. In New York City in 1981, an ambitious immigrant fights to protect his business and family during the most dangerous year in the city's history. Interesting. Again, if it had been released at some other time of the year, I think it probably would have fared better, because it's not a bad movie. It's just, I think it's going to have a hard time finding its niche here. Leviathan is a foreign film, I think from Russian entry. Koyla is forced to fight the corrupt mayor when he's told his house will be demolished. It's a really interesting movie, very artsy, craftsy. And it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. So you choose Selma and Into the Woods are my choice. Stay tuned for more on Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Right, I mentioned yesterday that I had just seen one of the most confusing, I'll sit with that word temporarily, documentaries I'd ever seen, and I'll tell you why. As you know, I see a lot of documentaries. I really like documentaries. I quite often invite them to come on the program when it's Broken, Let's Fix It segment, with the idea being the documentaries have become what newspapers used to be. They're muckrakers. They discover a problem and they tell us all about it. So they inform us. And they're only allowed to come on the It's Broken, Let's Fix It if there's not only a problem that I think interests most of us, doesn't have to interest everybody, but most of us, and there's a solution. Because otherwise you just want to set your hair on fire. And, you know, there's enough, you know, the focus of the program is really problem solving, whether it's personal or a little more global. So, as a result, I see a lot of documentaries, and I've been going through them, being a very, you know, because if I ask the publicist to send me a screener, I sort of feel some responsibility to look at it. And so I was culling through the end of the documentaries for the year, and there's this one called Evolution of a Criminal. Well, and, you know, it's not one of those things you think, wow, this is really going to be fun. So it starts out with a young man, and you know, there's a voiceover in it, and they interview. It turns out, I'll give you the plot rather than the setup for it. This boy is close to his mom, who then has a stepfather and has two other half sibs, and he's apparently a very good student, makes A's, and very smart, and the kind of respectful young man that everybody likes. And he talks about his mother talks about how poor they were, how poor he and stepfather were. And at one point, they're robbed. Somebody breaks into the house when he's 17 years old and robs him. He, at this point, is working at a big box store. And it turns out that during the robbery, they took, now, this is the part that troubles me, took four VCRs and a widescreen television. This kid also, he talks about his friends, and he drives to school every day in a station wagon and picks all his friends up. And I'm thinking, how poor can he be? I don't have four VCRs and a widescreen TV. When I was a kid, I didn't have a car to drive, you know, to pick up my friends. Yeah. Well, you know, how poor?
Right.
And so I'm already arguing with the DVD. So then he says, what this kid decides, now this is a bright 17-year-old. Now, admittedly, there have been a lot of studies that suggest that 17-year-olds' brains, therefore their decision-making abilities, are not exactly adult. Which, I mean, you don't have to know a teenager. You don't have to be a psychologist. All you have to do is remember being a teenager. And certainly you were not the most responsible of all human beings, even if you're relatively responsible, and maybe one of the issues is that your brain isn't fully formed. Who knows? So this kid, who's from this desperately poor family that has four VCRs, a widescreen TV, and his own car to take to school, decides to steal VCRs from the place he's working. Doesn't get caught. Then he decides he's going to rob a bank with two of his friends. So they get a shotgun. I have no idea where the shotgun came from. That's not mentioned at all in the documentary. And he dresses up in a skeleton costume. His friend wears sunglasses and a watch cap. And his other friend drives the car. These are all 17-year-olds who are in school together. They go to school and they check in, so they have an alibi. They go and rob the bank. They get away with robbing the bank. They get $140,000 at this little bank.
Wow.
And they go back to school. Well, one of the kids, and they interview him on camera, is clearly not the brightest bulb on the tree. And, I mean, he clearly has a drug problem, probably had a drug problem. And he takes $5,000 in cash out of the loot and starts talking about it at school. Our hero has most of the cash. He takes it and puts it in a shoebox and puts it on his mother's bed. $30,000 in cash. And that's only part of it. It turns out it takes the cops about a month to track this kid down. And then he goes to court. And in the meantime, we're interviewing the mother, who at the beginning of the documentary is a very large, attractive woman, but probably weighs upwards of 250 pounds in all the pictures. Now, viewing her on a day-to-day basis, she is very thin, completely different face, looks completely different, and has tears running down her cheeks during the entire time about the mistake she made about talking with her young, impressionable son about money problems, and that's why he robbed the bank. The family covers the thing up. The kid gets, the prosecutor only tries him as an adult because he's 17, and recommends 5 years prison He gets out in three. And we're supposed to view this. And various members of the family have also been in prison. So it turns out, and hopefully you'll go see the document, whether you will or won't. The kid turns out in prison decided he's going to write his life story. So he applies to NYU, gets into the filmmaking school as a screenwriter, decides to become a director, and it turns out he's the one doing the voiceovers and all the interviews. So he's doing his own life story. And part of who he interviews is the faculty, none of whom have known that he robbed a bank and was in jail. So, I mean, I'm not sure. This was the most confusing documentary I've ever seen. First of all, the idea that he was poor because they had four VCRs, a widescreen TV, and a car that one of the kids could drive to school seems to me not exactly the definition of poverty in America, number one. Number two, that the parents would cover it up. You know, I understand not, you know, not outing your kid, but they spent the money. The mother, instead of having crying through the whole thing, I didn't buy for a moment. And then, I mean, it just, so I don't know, are we supposed to applaud this guy? I mean, he does seem to have turned his life around a bit. And part of what he does during the film is he goes and he apologizes to some of the people who were in the bank at the time. Nobody was hurt. The shotgun was not loaded, which, of course, people don't know. But, you know, I'm still not sure where the evolutionary part came from. I mean, it was, you know, it was one of those things that I'm thinking, I mean, yeah, great that he got his life together and he's clearly a bright kid. But the idea that if your mother sort of has problems paying bills, that you rob a bank, I mean, I just can't. It was hard for me to kind of get into it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go see Evolution of a Criminal, you can let me know what you think about it. You could see I wasn't exactly on board with it. I didn't buy it. I really didn't buy it.
Yeah, it did just kind of seem...
Pardon?
It did kind of seem like just kind of a stretch. I mean, or...
Well, I mean, and somehow the rationalization to look at this behavior.
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess that's what the whole thing was, is it seemed to me to be instead of people... And the idea that going around and apologizing to people is the same as taking responsibility. Not sure I buy. At any rate, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be warm with your family. And with any insults, stupid and cheerful works better than anything else. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.